أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا وقع القول عليهم أخرجنا لهم دابة من الأرض تكلمهم أن الناس كانوا بآياتنا لا يوقنون. صدق الله العظيم. In the verses we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that, O Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot make the dead hear, neither can you make the deaf hear, especially those who had turned away, and nor can you guide the blind from the deviation. But those people who have brought iman in the verses and in the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they most certainly you can make them hear, because they have submitted and subjugated to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one aspect with regards to the signs of qiyamah, and Allah says, وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ, and when the word, that is the word and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shall fall upon them, أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, then we will extract and take out for them an animal from the earth. تُكَلِّمُهُمْ, this animal will speak to mankind, أَنَّ النَّاسِ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ, that most of mankind have not brought yaqeen and are not convicted and have no faith in our signs and in our verses. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken also about in the hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about one of the signs of the signs of qiyamah. When we look at the signs of qiyamah, by and large the ulama have divided it into two categories. One are the minor signs of qiyamah, and one are the major signs of qiyamah. From amongst the major signs of qiyamah, for example, one is the rising of the sun from the west, the emergence of a fire, and also three earthquakes that will take place on the surface of this earth. One of them is the dabbatul ard, and the dabbatul ard refer to that animal that will come out from the ground. When we look at the various narrations of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we also need to understand and realize that some of the ahadithas and some of the narrations and traditions that we hear, they may not be very authenticated. But insofar as those that are more authenticated, we find that this animal will emerge from Mount Safa, that is on the side of Baytullah, and when it emerges, it will go to the Baytullah between the Hajr al-Aswad and that of the Maqam Ibrahim, the station of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. It is quite obvious that when people see this animal come out and emerge, it is going to create a great amount of commotion in that area and to those people that hear it, and people will begin to run helter-skelter. And then this animal will in its own way assemble those that have iman, or if you put it the other way, those that have iman will assemble around this animal, and it comes in one narration that a kind of glitter will begin to appear on the faces of those who had brought iman at that particular time. Those that disbelieved, this animal will put some form of a stamp of kufr on their foreheads, and the result is that it will be very, very clear, and the clear distinction will take place between those of iman and those of kufr. Some of the ulama have gone to the extent to say that it will be from that particular time onwards that this work of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, or the work of Dawat ila Allah, the work of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will now come to an end, and forever and ever thereafter no one will be able to invite anyone towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after this kind of stamp of kufr is placed onto the faces of those who disbelieve. So this is this animal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. And then here Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala says, and from some narrations, that this animal will speak to people, and one of the words that it will say, or one of the sentences that it will say, that أَنَّ النَّاسِ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُقِرُونَ, that certainly mankind, most of them have not brought yaqeen, they have not brought faith in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when we look at this verse, we look at this ayah, and we look at the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses two qualities of the believers with regards to the signs and the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the above ayat says, مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا فَهُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Those who have brought iman in our verses or in our signs. And in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about yaqeen. So one is having iman, one is having faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One has to bring belief that these are the verses and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second aspect is that one has to have the yaqeen in these things. Yaqeen means to be convinced, to be convicted to the belief. And these two are the very, very important aspects. Now when we look into ourselves, we will find that sometimes we may have iman in the verses of Allah, we may have iman in the various signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us from time to time, but what yet to come in our hearts is that yaqeen, and that yaqeen, that conviction in which there is absolutely no doubt that we have with regards to the various commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the various ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To understand it in another way, iman is opposite is kufr, and yaqeen is opposite is doubt. And when we speak about yaqeen, then yaqeen is supposed to have motivated us to bring about the pure belief with regards to the signs, the commandments and the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.